factories need to react and increase the price they're given for beef. If they don't, they're going to have to suffer the consequences going forward.
In terms of the protest last week, do you regard it as having been a success?
Yes, I do believe it was a success. If the factories look at what we, the farmers, can do, they will make an effort to stop it. You know, and the way to stop it is increase the price.
If there isn't movement, what is going to happen on Monday?
If there's no movement, there's going to be a 48-hour lockdown starting on Monday, Tuesday. And, you know, it'll be a complete lockdown on the factory gates of every factory in the company.
You successfully prevented any cattle from coming in or out of the Foyle Meats plant in Carrigans on Monday of the bank holiday. Do you anticipate a similar success on this occasion?
Yes, I do, because the men on the ground and their families are determined to see this through. And they are the people is getting prepared. We're getting prepared on a county here over the next couple of days for the 48-hour lockdown. And we're inundated with phone calls of support. People are ready for it, and they're 100% behind us. So it's up to the factories. It's now or never.
And there's no doubt in your mind that farmers will remain resolute and will stay on that line and hold that line for 48 hours without interruption.
No, there'll be no problem there. The men will stay for the 48 hours. They had no problem staying for 24 the last day, and some people wanted to stay longer. But 48 hours will not be a problem in the county.